It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. It's Monday, October 22nd. I'm Jay Gabler, back from vacation, and in the immortal words of our founding father Thomas Jefferson, what I miss.
So much, Jay. You missed so much. We'll try and catch you up, though. This is Jade, and we're going to be honoring a legend later on today.
And we'll also be talking about some new stats on the most popular Halloween songs. But first, a few of today's music headlines. Red Hot Chili Peppers frontman Anthony Kiedis was ejected from an LA Lakers basketball game on Saturday after trash-talking a member of the opposing team.
Ooh, because you have to be so close to the action to be able to get kicked out for trash-talking.
Well, and here's the crazy part. He was trash-talking someone who himself had been kicked out. So there was a brawl on court. Houston Rockets guard Chris Paul was on his way off the court after being ejected, and Anthony Kiedis just couldn't resist adding insult to injury, jumping up and spouting an obscene epithet at Paul. Well, despite Anthony Kiedis being ejected, his bandmate and seat neighbor, Flea, isn't that cute? Flea came away with some positive vibes. He went on Instagram, posted a photo of the two together, and Flea wrote, quote, "It got crazy at the end, but man, I get so satisfied deeply drinking in the depth and beauty of the game. People operating at a high level in so many dimensions. Cerebral, physical, spiritual, emotional, unspoken, and telepathic communication."
You know what? I didn't know this, but I really dig Flea.
He just needs to tell his friend and bandmate, listen, just rely on the telepathic communication when you want to let the other team know what you think about them. Don't actually jump up and yell at them. Country legend Loretta Lynn, age 86, is resting at home after being briefly hospitalized with what her daughter called, quote, a really horrible stomach flu.
Oh, I'm glad she's feeling better. Wasn't she just honored there was like a big women award ceremony?
Yeah, so actually Loretta Lynn had to miss the CMT Artist of the Year event last Wednesday, where she was honored alongside an all-female slate of distinguished artists. And via social media, Loretta Lynn said she was there in spirit. Ozzy Osbourne is also on the recovery train, although a staph infection forced him to reschedule four recent shows on his very confusingly titled No More Tours 2 Tour. He's ready to rock again. He's just announced that he'll headline a one-night-only New Year's Eve Ozfest at the LA Forum. Also on the bill for that event, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Jonathan Davis of Korn, and Body Count. So here's the funny thing. So according to Ozzy Osbourne's wife, Sharon, Ozzy likes to perform in December to distract him from the holidays. She says, quote, he hates Christmas and he hates New Year's Eve. So he's like, let's just do a show and that's what I can focus on. But you know what? Ozzy has celebrated the holidays in the past. In 2003, there was an Osbourne Family Holiday Special where Ozzy joined Jessica Simpson, who else, for a very Ozzy take on Winter Wonderland. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Sorry, that's a lot. I know, that really kind of outdoes like David Bowie and Bing Crosby for holiday duet weirdness.
Yes, by a lot. Wow. Thank you and welcome to our family. That was part of the message from Tom Petty's daughter, Adria, to the crowd of hundreds at the newly renamed Tom Petty Park in Gainesville, Florida. The dedication ceremony took place on what would have been Tom Petty's 68th birthday party. If you're trying to track down this park, it was formerly known as Northeast Park in Gainesville, Florida. And it had actually played a really big part in Tom Petty's childhood, which his brother Bruce mentioned.
My brother and I grew up in this park, and we played as kids, and it was a sanctuary, and it really was. It was a place for us to escape and be kids and have fun. And so the fact that we're doing this today in the park that we played in, it is just makes it so much more special to our family and myself. And I know Adria's mother, Jane, played in this park, and my wife, Beth, played in this park.
Tom Petty's daughter, Adria, took over the mic, and she pretty much echoed what her uncle was saying about the place feeling really special. She said, Gainesville is an extraordinary place, and if you listen to my dad's music here, it has a different meaning. The idea of the air smelling good and the trees are green, there is nothing like this park to really illustrate that. And she said the song Gainesville has been blasting in my head since I landed. And I thought we could all just take a moment and just be there with Tom Petty's family and listen to the newly released song Adria is talking about. It's off of the newly released An American Treasure box set. This is Gainesville.
With Halloween just around the corner, Billboard has crunched the numbers and determined the most popular Halloween jams.
Ooh, I love Halloween and I love Halloween music. And I know my favorites probably aren't on there. I'm just going to throw this out there. Is Nick Cave in the top five?
No.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it wouldn't be up there, but okay.
So what Billboard did was they went and looked at airplay and streaming for Halloween week last year to determine what people actually turn to when they want to feel spooky. And the top is no surprise. It's Thriller. Michael Jackson's classic song. I mean, there's a song explicitly about zombies and what have you. And then also you can dance to it.
JD of the Dance memorized.
No, that's really Halloween goals, though. Like, if you can show up at a party and straight up do that zombie dance, that would be awesome.
I'll teach you later.
I maybe know more of the dance to the number two song, Ghostbusters, by Ray Parker Jr. It was the theme to an incredibly popular movie and was a huge hit in its own right. Went to number one in 1984. And then at number three, Bobby, quote, Boris Pickett, still packing the dance floors
yes,
with
the
his...
Monster Mash!
Yes!
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie
Yes, from 1962. Oh, people still love them, some Monster Mash. You know what they don't love? And here's my disappointment. Nowhere in the top 25 is Chev Woolley. How do you have a Halloween playlist that doesn't have some Purple People Eater?
That could be up there. I mean, but Jay, that is like an all-season sort of song. Is Werewolves of London?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yep. So there are. Knew that one would be up there.
Yep. So there are some explicitly Halloween-y songs, like Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon is in there. Nightmare on My Street by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Classic.
Yep. This is Halloween from the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack. And then you start getting into the more sort of vaguely horror-themed songs like Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult, Highway to Hell by AC/DC, and weirdly high up, Demons by Imagine Dragons. I guess that's a Halloween song now.
Boo. Sorry, no offense, Imagine Dragons, but really... If you haven't put it on your playlist, Red Right Hand, Nick Cave, such a spooky tune.
And here's another one that's on the list that surely will remain on there this year because Halloween is back in theaters with a new sequel, and the theme to the 1978 original has long time been a Halloween favorite, understandably. It was actually written by that original movie's director, John Carpenter, who wrote the score as well, and John Carpenter is back for the sequel to the film that's out now and is a huge hit in theaters. He's not back to direct. He's back to write the music and revisit his uber spooky original theme. Longtime Lizzo fans know that among Lizzo's seemingly infinite abilities is being a flautist.
Oh, yeah. That's how she got her start. She always likes to talk about, you know, yeah, I do hip hop and a lot of people don't think this, but I'm also a classically trained flute player.
And as the saying goes, if you didn't know, now you know, because a clip of Lizzo playing flute in a cover of Big Shot, that's the Kendrick Lamar, Travis Scott collaboration from the Black Panther soundtrack, has gone super viral. She has over 4 million views on Twitter. And she writes, have you ever seen a play flute, then hit the shoot? So in the clip, she plays the flute, and then she joins her backup dancers for an incredible dance break, doing a move that you might recognize if you're a fan of Block Boy JB, whose song Shoot inspired this viral dance that has also kind of been wrapped up in this controversy about dances from the hip-hop world getting appropriated for the really popular game Fortnite. So artists like Block Boy JB and Chance the Rapper have spoken out about how these dances will get used in Fortnite without credit necessarily being given to the artists and the dancers who originated them. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, you gotta see Lizzo play flute and shoot the shoot. And that's today's music news. You can see that clip and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wiggle. If you're enjoying the podcast, please rate and review it, share it on Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news. Emotional.